I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And a radio.
Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah. Oh, miss that lovely voice. How's it going, Miss Tiana?
Oh, my God. It's great. How are you, Mr. Reap?
Oh, so glad to be back in warm California.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
I mean, it's been cold everywhere, but I'm good. I'm good. My voice is a little rough because I've been, New Year's Eve gigs.
Oh, yeah.
How you just, it's a lot of yelling and there's a lot of noise. So I've been doing a lot of shows in December, and but I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, me
how,
too.
How are you?
I'm happy to be back as well. I mean, I was gone for almost 3 weeks, so... It feels good to be back on home soil, and
yeah.
I haven't even got my bearings because we flew back from Munich. We started in Austria, came back through Munich, and I landed Saturday night, and then Sunday was New Year's Eve, so had shows all Sunday night.
Where were you doing? Happy Friday, everybody.
Oh, happy Friday.
What were you doing New Year's Eve?
The Comedy Store and the Improv here.
Oh,
I was
nice.
Here
okay.
in town.
You were here.
And then New Year's Day, I was at the Rose Bowl.
Mm.
So,
congratulations!
Thank you.
That was an amazing
I'm
football game.
I'm still shaking from it. Like I being there was exhausting and insane. And we took a party bus to get there.
I saw your Instagram pictures. You look like you're having a blast.
I definitely did, but it started at 9:45 in the morning, and I did not get home until 9 p.m. And you know, it was just an emotional day, up and down,
yeah.
exhausting. And everyone's like, are you going to the national championship game? And I'm like, I physically cannot go.
Your heart won't take
My
it.
My heart won't take it. I don't know how people from Alabama and like Ohio State do this every
year. All the time. Yeah.
Emotionally, I cannot handle it anymore.
It's in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, it's a home game.
I mean, that would be amazing.
Also, tickets are $4,000.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so.
There's that.
There's also that.
That's a big one. Well, so first of all, I got so many questions. Party bus started at 9:45 in the morning?
They picked me up at 9:45.
And how many people? Do you know everybody in the party bus, or is it?
Yeah. Oh, I got to, no, I did not know everybody.
Okay.
I only knew, you know, six or seven people.
Okay.
Got to know everybody. There was a couple of... No.
It was you and your boyfriend.
It was me and my boyfriend, along with a bunch of my other, like, Georgia fan friends.
Gotcha.
And my boyfriend bought a Georgia shirt. He was, like, all in. And,
team player. Oh.
Even though he's a huge Baker Mayfield fan, so I had to get him to the other side.
Yeah.
And we were sitting in the Oklahoma section.
Oh, no.
So that was difficult.
That was fun.
Al Madrigal got us the tickets, so we were there with Al and his son, Lorenzo.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And so... we were sitting there, and I stopped drinking before the game because I didn't want to have to go
get
to the bathroom. It's so difficult to get in and out.
It's smart, and that's actually like that proves that you actually care about the game.
Yeah, and it was so awesome to finally be in a game in Los Angeles where no one left.
Yeah.
Like, no one left. And, one of my friends did leave. One of the guys from the party bus left at halftime because he was so upset. At Georgia.
Right. Oh, I mean.
He takes things a little too seriously.
I didn't think they were going to. I mean, it looked like it was kind, not over, but, you know, it was a 14-point lead
we were
at the half
wrecked.
Or something like that.
Yes. And that was because, luckily, I think that's where the momentum shift was right before halftime. The squib kick. We caught it.
Right.
Which I can't believe we did on the 50. And then a 55-yard field goal. I mean.
Right.
We had just missed a 38-yarder, and Blankenship, who's our kicker, is so good.
Is that the kid with the glasses?
Yeah.
I love him.
Yes, yes.
And he's got a number like a lineman would have, 98.
98, yeah, I know. And then our best defensive player is number three, Roquan Smith. I know, it's so weird. And by the way, I heard Baker Mayfield actually gave credit to Georgia fans way before the game. He was kind of a douche during the game, and but we got a hold of his phone number, Georgia fans did somehow, once the championship was announced. And my brother-in-law was telling me that that Baker Mayfield said that the best text that he got from a Georgia fan was that Roquan Smith was going to hit him harder than the Fayetteville Police Department did, tackle him, because Baker had a DUI and got tackled by the Fayetteville Police Department. So.
Wait, okay. That's the quarterback we're talking about from Oklahoma. Yeah,
Heisman winner.
He was kind of all season been kind of a douche, right?
Yeah, you know.
Like talking crap on the other side of the field to the players and
we were on
grabbing
the
his crotch.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's the same guy, right?
Yeah, same
okay,
guy
yeah, yeah.
who's, yeah. And before the game, so we had media passes because my boyfriend's in sports media.
Right.
So we were able to go down on the field before the game, and we were watching the warm-ups and stuff like that. And our, you know, everybody's warming up on their side of the field. And then all of a sudden, as our wide receivers are warming up, here comes Baker Mayfield onto our side of the field, just catching passes in the end zone. Not throwing, catching passes in the end zone, just kind of like with his headphones in, just like, here I am, it's my game.
God.
And of course, every Georgia fan is booing him like crazy because, of course, we outnumbered Oklahoma fans 5-1.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, they're giving him grief. And he ended up catching a pass in the end zone on our end zone. So it made sense as to why he was warming up. Because
that trick play that they
the
did.
The trick play
that they
did.
That was pretty good.
It was a great trick play.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole game was so good. There were so many great plays, and I could not – I mean, again, I'm sitting in the Oklahoma section, so, you know, I'm just hearing it. And the guy next to me is a huge Oklahoma fan, and he's, like, in my ear the whole game, like, how I should become a Sooner fan. And he's trying to teach me the cheer, and I'm like, no, I'm not.
No.
I'm just, you know – And Al, you know, and my boyfriend were like, do you want to switch seats? And I'm like, it's okay at this point. I'm just, like, zoned in.
Was Al rooting for, I mean, Georgia because he's with you, but, like, did he have a stake in this?
He didn't have a stake. He just wants, you know, they live right by the Rose Bowl, so they're going to be coming to the games every year. And he just kind of wanted to make this an institution with Lorenzo and
that's cool.
come to the game. And so, I mean... They just couldn't believe that it was such a high-scoring game. None of us could. It was just back and forth and back and forth. It was an emotional roller coaster. I think it was a really fun game for anybody that was not an Oklahoma or Georgia fan.
Yeah.
It was by far the greatest Rose Bowl of all time.
Yeah.
And the first one to go into overtime, let alone a second overtime. Yeah. And as soon as we blocked that kick, I mean, I could not believe that we blocked that field goal. I couldn't believe they didn't go for it on fourth down because it was fourth and less than one.
Yeah, but that's ballsy too, though.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that's like, we were making bets. I happened to be in the at the airport on my way back here. I took a late flight from wherever, Nashville here, and the game was on at the gate.
Oh,
and no one wanted to get on the plane.
Right. Yeah.
So everyone was just kind of waiting, hang on. And then around me, people were like, do you go for it? Do you kick it? Do you go for it?
Yeah,
I was like, no, you have to kick it.
You have to.
And they got blocked. So and maybe not.
I was like, oh, my God. I was like, oh, man, if we block this kick, that would be so awesome. And then, of course, we did. I couldn't believe. I'm just, like, preparing myself constantly. I'm like, you know what? After the Super Bowl, after all of that, I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm just happy to be here. Happy to be in the conversation. And then we block that kick, and it's like you get a taste of blood, right?
Yeah,
and
you're
like, oh, my gosh, we could just run the ball and then kick a field goal because we have a great field goal kicker. And then the very first play, they, you know, almost practically sack. We lose yardage on the first one. I'm like, oh, God, we have to keep going forward if we want to make this field goal because he had missed a 38-yard field
goal
earlier in the game.
Yep.
And then, I mean, as soon as Sony Michelle gets the ball and breaks free, I'm like, oh, we have a first, oh. And then I just immediately started crying. Like, I could not. It was like every emotion in my, every single loss, every single World Series that we've lost, every playoff game, everything in my heart as a sports fan from Georgia, it was every emotion that I could possibly go through. And I just buckled. I mean, it had been a long day and an emotional day already. And I just like... Immediately, like my boyfriend's trying to hold me up, and I can't even, like, I'm done, you know. And then, it's just beeline for the gate for the Oklahoma fans, and I just like can't move. And then Al's like, let's go, and I'm like, I can't leave right now. I have to
just stand here and enjoy this moment.
I have to be here and like let the confetti hit me.
Yeah,
and
right.
I wanted to watch a little bit of the ceremony, the trophy ceremony.
Right.
That's just also a rare thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
I've never get to see anything like that, and you know, especially as a Georgia fan, we have not been in this position. I mean, we won an SEC championship like 12, 13 years ago.
Right, it's been a while.
And that, but we didn't go, I don't think we went to the big, we didn't go to the big game from there. And we haven't been in a Rose Bowl since 1943.
Wow.
So,
yeah,
you know,
this is all, I think everyone was rooting for Georgia. Most people who don't care were kind of rooting for Georgia.
Yeah.
One, because they hate that other guy's quarterback.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of a douchey.
Yeah.
And then you have a kicker who looks like Buddy Holly.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. and a true freshman.
I mean.
Who's kicking ass. And so it's like, of course, Georgia.
Jake from State From. That's his Twitter handle.
State From.
I mean, literally last year he was in high school.
Yeah.
He was in high school last year.
He's been a star for a long time, though. Didn't he, like, win the Little League World Series?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
like,
he did.
He was on TV as a child winning the World Series.
And honestly, like, if you think about big moments like that, you need somebody that doesn't really understand how big of a moment it is for everybody else. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like that blessing of youth where you're like, all right, I just need to keep playing and just stay focused and just do what I do.
Right.
You know, yeah, ignorance
is
no bliss.
He has no idea how big this moment is. Yeah. And he might not ever know until 30 years from now.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, he is a legend in Georgia history from the rest of his life. And what's crazy is that he beat out, so our number one quarterback, Jacob Eason, who was a true freshman last year, who was a phenom in high school. We got him from Washington, and Matthew Stafford convinced him to play at Georgia. So we got the number one quarterback recruit last year. He played all last year. First quarter of our first season opener this year, he goes down, gets injured with a knee injury. Mm. Jake Fromm comes in as the true freshman, and we're all like, season over. That's it. This is another year. And just lights out.
Just
that kid
winning.
Just starts winning. I mean, he had 20,000 yards in high school, that kid.
Man. So I didn't know all this. That's
and then
pretty cool.
We also have the number one quarterback coming in as a true freshman next year.
Uh-oh.
So we, yeah,
it's a dynasty time.
And that guy is apparently the greatest quarterback of any quarterback class that's ever come into college football in like the last 10 years or something like that. So he might beat out Jake Fromm for the, you know.
Yeah. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, it is. It is just insane what is happening right now. And I'm very excited for next Monday, but I just don't even know if my heart can take it. You know, it's just.
Well, I think most people will be rooting for you guys because, I mean, we're all done with Roll Tide.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I was rooting for Clemson, but I was in the air, so I didn't get to watch it at all. And Atlanta's like, oh, they only scored 6 points.
Yeah. I couldn't believe that.
I don't know any highlights of that one at all. I mean, but now that it's you and Roll Tide, it's go Georgia.
And our coach used to be the. I think defensive coordinator at Alabama last. So we got him from Alabama this year. So this is his first year as our head coach.
Are they predicting a close game?
Gosh, I don't even know what the.
Yeah, what the line is yet.
No,
it's gonna be.
I mean, we were predicted to win that game by 3, and then we did.
Oh, that's right.
So
wow.
Yeah.
Dang, Vegas knows what they're doing.
I know. I just.
That's crazy. Well, congrats.
Thank you.
And I think that because I still love this kicker dude. It looks like Buddy Holly. Every time he comes onto the field, they need to play that Weezer song. You know, the band is
They should.
Yeah, and then you know, it's like it could be his thing.
There's so many great storylines for the guys on our team, and like our two running backs, Sony Michel and Nick Chubb, they're called Thunder and Lightning.
Yeah.
That's their nickname. It was like to me the coolest name for the two-headed snake ever, like the double running back situation. And I think both of them would be Heisman candidates if they didn't have to split running the ball.
Right.
I mean, both of them have over 100 yards almost every game.
They need two balls.
So funny. Like before the game, you know, Like I said, I was lucky enough to be down on the field, and I realize how lucky I am, Fraud Lynch listeners, and I'm not trying to brag, but just being down on the field was insane. I grabbed some of the grass, I stuck it in my pocket, and I'm going to try and sell it. No, I'm just kidding. But
try to smoke
it. I took a picture of they have all, you know, the bags of balls for every, you know, they had like, and it said, you know, QB. On it, this big bag, and I was like, "Do y'all want to see Jake Fromm's balls?" I was like,
I found his ball bag.
I saw Jake Fromm's balls before the game. Zimmer was see, and I would just show that bag, and
you're like, "Oh, these are properly flated. I like these balls."
Oh, I did not check, but yeah, it was a crazy experience. I can't believe that you were in the air.
Yeah, I do this on New Year's the next day because I know New Year's Eve is going to be a crazy night, no matter where I'm at, if I'm doing comedy. I happen to be in Nashville, which is also one of my favorite cities.
Right.
And I know tons of people there,
right.
So it turned into an all-nighter, and I know it will.
It's almost like a hometown show
point. Get me the latest flight the next day.
Oh, you did.
And it happened to be like a 9 p.m. flight leaving Nashville. Got me here at midnight. Actually, I didn't land at 1. But anyway, I missed the whole Clemson game.
You must be so exhausted.
Yeah, I was pretty tired. But.
I'm sure you're exhausted.
Well, you can tell my voice is not all here. So, I mean, it's a lot of doing the, you know, two shows Sunday, two shows Saturday, two shows Friday. Did a show Thursday and Wednesday in Huntsville, Alabama before that. So I just like pew, 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 all in a row, you know.
And how are the shows in Nashville?
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. I've been going there for so long. It's just, I always do good there.
Mm-hmm.
And then New Year's Eve on top of it, you know, even better. So
amazing.
So it was great. And I talked to Dorfman about, you know, they're doing the Wild West Comedy Fest again. Right. I think we might be getting an invite to do a live podcast.
There.
Yeah. Because he said he's going to make that happen. So,
Aaron,
look for that offer coming at you soon.
Get your
I got inside information.
Flight wings on.
That's right, buddy. And Aaron is sporting, I don't know where to go from here. I want to talk more about your Christmas trip, too.
Oh, that's okay. We have
all right.
Plenty of 30 minutes.
Aaron's got the shirt on.
He's got the Coneweed shirt on.
Yeah.
Which you sent us for Christmas.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're
certainly welcome. My dad got a different version of that. I got the same one you got. I got myself one. I got you guys the exact same
one.
So
nice of you. Thank you very
much. I thought you needed the Coneweed shirt.
My town, my weed.
That's right.
That's what it says. My town, my weed. It's so fun.
I was home, obviously, Hickory, mm-hmm. for Christmas. That town where that weed is only about an hour, maybe 45 minutes from there. So me and my dad took a trip.
I saw your, first of all, I saw your Instagram story of it. And my mom and I watched it together. Yeah. We were so happy and so excited.
It was, you know, I had to go see it.
I was excited to see it too. I was excited just to see it.
I didn't know there were two of them.
Yeah, that was really interesting.
Well, I took my little iPod, my podcast equipment with me, and I did like a 5-minute little interview if you want to hear it. Can we play it, Aaron?
You want to hear this real quick? Of course, okay. I want to hear this. Right.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's your pal John Reap here. I am at the Coneweed. That's right. I'm walking around right now at the Huntersville Fire Department, station number 2. You can probably hear it. It's right off a major highway. Lots of traffic going through here. And I came with my dad to check out the Coneweed, and I figured there'd be a lot of people here, and I don't see anybody. But I'm taking pictures. I guess I'll just interview my dad if I have to. But it's pretty cool. I mean, there's actually two Coneweeds. You got one that's where the original used to be, across the street from the fire department. And that one they put up there, it's a brand new one. That one's it's pathetic. It's like a Charlie Brown Coneweed Christmas tree. Then you got this other Coneweed that they put across right here in the parking lot of the fire department, and that one's decked out. Actually, wait, here comes somebody. Let's see if we can talk to these people. Let's see what we got going on here. Two people. Let's see if they know anything about the Coneweed. We'll get to the bottom of this. Hey, how are you guys?
Fine. How are you doing?
What's your name?
My name's Tom Hope.
What's it? Hope?
Hope, yes.
Nice to, here, hold this here,
yeah,
Hope.
Certainly.
So, what brings you out here today? You here to see the Coneweed?
Yes, we heard a lot about it. Don't live too far from here and thought we'd ride by and see what it was all about.
Now, do you know anything about the Coneweed?
I know the Coneweed got mowed down.
It did.
Unfortunately, by the city, but they've tried to resurrect it and done a very good job,
Well, it looks nice. Do you know, I don't know how it started. I'm very confused. I know they've got two Coneweeds out here. You got one on the other side of the street. That's kind of weak.
I wonder if that was the original one, but
I think my dad was telling me that's where the original used to be.
Okay.
And then they cut that and they moved it over here. And I guess that's like, you know, in memory of where the Coneweed was.
Right. A friend here, do you know
what's your name?
I'm Brenda.
Brenda.
And yes, that was the original Coneweed, but then they mowed it down and so they had to resurrect it. Exactly,
yeah.
Right.
Now I see that there's lots of presents.
Yes,
under the Coneweed. I feel
that.
Bad, Dad, because we didn't bring anything for the Coneweed. You guys didn't happen to bring any gifts for the Coneweed, did you?
You know, I really don't think I have some crackers in my car, but you know what? It's the thought that counts. That's the whole thing about
that's
the season, right.
Now, I'm looking at some of these gifts. We got other cones.
A lot of cones.
Around the
yeah.
Coneweed. You know, that's like maybe the baby cones.
Uh-huh.
You got like Big Daddy cone.
Up its arms.
Yeah. Oh, I see that now.
You see that?
Yeah. And we've got some other presents. You got a little inflatable Santa Claus. You got bricks. You got a little toy fire truck.
Quite a bit of personality.
So I wonder, I mean, I don't know if you know the answer to this. I'm just curious. Was this whole thing started as an accident, you think? Like
yes.
It was just left out there and then they neglected this cone for a long time?
I think somebody saw the weed and it just started being a staple here and then...
It was like a joke. Someone said, let's
decorate
it.
And yeah. You know how things happen.
How long do you think it's been? I mean... The original Coneweed, is this over a year?
Grew up this summer, I believe.
This summer. And then someone said, let's have fun with this.
Correct.
And then started decorating it, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's great. Dad, let's ask David Reap over here. This is my dad. Do you know anything?
Hi.
Anything you could offer the Coneweed story?
I think you've pretty well covered it.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
All right. Well, thank you, Dad.
Man, a few words.
He's like, stop talking to me. So... I wonder what's in these gifts.
You
think there's anything
them?
In there? You think we get in trouble?
Let's just go look at them. You want to shake them?
I think we should go in there and see what's in there. Thank you, Hope.
You're welcome.
I like you. All right. This one, it's pretty light.
Yeah.
I bet you it's empty.
You know, a cone doesn't probably need a lot. A cone weed doesn't, but it's just nice some that water. People thought of him, right?
Right. Just some water, some sunlight.
Attention. Which it's getting a lot of.
Now, I think the one of these things light up. They've got a little battery
probably
pack. Oh, look at that. It's a timer thing. This actually has lights on
it. Yeah.
We're here in the daytime. You can't tell if you can't see the lights.
No, but I'm sure they have it.
Yeah.
There's some rocks that people have personalized. This is pretty cool.
I'm glad that you're here because I came here hoping there'd be some people out here to talk about this.
I wish I knew more to talk about. I mean, I've read it in the paper, but I would have Googled it if I knew I was going to be interviewed.
I noticed that I walked around the fire department hoping to talk to one of these firemen. I don't see anybody in there.
I saw one of the fire engines leave a few minutes ago, but it didn't seem like an emergency, so...
Yeah, they're probably going to get more presents.
They're hanging out,
they're
shopping.
Well, okay. Well, I think we're pretty much covered. There you go, folks.
Well,
thank you, Hope.
Thank
I appreciate you,
you
doing that. You have a Merry Christmas. And, folks, there you have it. Legend of the Coneweed. I just thought I'd give you a quick update. It's still here. It's still kicking. And if you want to help these children's charities in Huntersville, North Carolina, you can go to the website. And get yourself a t-shirt. All right. Bye. Oh, that was fun.
Oh, that was so good.
I thought it'd be more crowded than that, to be honest with you. But it was a cold day, and that was fun, just spending time with my dad and
seeing
the two weeds.
What were the presents underneath it?
Yeah, there were, you know what, I didn't open any, but I
imagine
they're just like, and I didn't bring anything either. I felt really bad.
Felt like Miracle-Gro.
I should have brought something to add to this.
Oh, man, you didn't.
Oh, I didn't bring anything.
Well, you bought the shirts, and that's helping keep Coneweed alive.
That's how I look at it. And so there was a little baby Coneweed across the street, and then had the bigger one, the original one right there.
The original.
Yeah. And then some random dude was driving by because it's right in front of a major busy highway.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of traffic, and this dude goes, Reap! And he just pulled in. He goes John Reap.
No way.
I said, yeah, dude, I'm here for the Coneweed. He goes, oh, that's hilarious. And so I talked to him for a minute, and then I'd interview these other two girls that were there. But anyway, that was, I had to go see the Coneweed.
And was it everything that you ever wanted in a weed?
It was it was more because it was not just decorated. It had lights on it. But, you know, we were in the daytime, so you didn't get to turn the lights on.
You didn't get the full effect.
Mm-hmm. You got to go back at night to get the full Coneweed effect. And it probably would have helped if we had smoked some Coneweed.
Yeah.
But, if I'm going to be that close to home and it's Christmas, we're going to go see the Coneweed.
Well, how often do people stop? Obviously people stop and...
Most people
visit
just,
it.
I mean, yeah, we didn't. I mean, there wasn't many.
Was
then.
There a line?
Yeah. Oh my God, traffic was so bad. Ooh. Getting into the Coneweed. It was just backed up. But yeah, no, it's. Well, tell me about your trip to Vienna.
Yeah, I went to Vienna, Austria, and Munich, Germany. So because my cousin recommended it, it was to go to the Christmas markets because. In that area of the world, Christmas markets are a big deal. And Christmas markets over there are
What does that mean, Christmas market?
So, a Christmas market is basically like a farmer's market here,
okay.
Sort of. But they don't – but it's like a bunch of little booths and people are selling handmade toys,
mm-hmm.
and
tchotchke
ornaments
stuff.
And tchotchke, yeah. Like little stuff. But then the big thing is that there's lots of food vendors and there's all of these – hot wine or hot punch vendors.
Ooh, so, ciders,
yes,
type things?
Yes. So the famous thing is the Glühwein, which is like hot mulled wine, basically.
Oh, my.
And
Never heard of that.
Yeah.
I thought you said glue.
Glühwein is how they pronounce it.
Glühwein. Glühwein.
Yeah, G-L-U with the
some sort of
umlaut over it or something.
Yeah, like something that we don't have over here.
Glühwein maybe is how.
Glühwein?
Yeah. And so I didn't realize that you go to the market and you go up to the counter to get, whichever punch you want. There's all kinds of different ones. Some of them have vodka, some of them have rum, some of them have schnapps, and then there's also the wine part. And so it's €3 to get a cup of the wine, which is $3.50
okay.
American.
It's not bad.
But then they'll charge you an extra €3 first because of the mug. It comes in a an a solid mug, like with the name of the market that you're at.
Specific. Oh.
Yeah, so you can keep it, or you can turn it back in at the end of the day and get your money back. So you just get that refilled, kind of.
Renting the mug almost.
Yeah. So you just keep getting it refilled.
Some bars do that for Moscow Mules.
Yes. Yeah. Like, so that you don't,
because you're going to steal it.
Yeah, you know, they know you're going to steal the expensive copper cup.
Yeah.
So yeah, they all have their own mugs for whichever market you go to, and then it's your souvenir. And I just collected a bunch of those, and that's when I took the mugshot picture.
Nice. You have to post that now.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I know I did post
it. Oh, where have I been?
Where have you? You have not been following me on Instagram. So yeah, that was it was great. And also, like, my boyfriend did not drink wine, but he became a wine lover over there because it's sweet. It's like candied wine, kind of. You know, so there's sugar and spices.
If you're going to drink wine, that's the place to do it.
It is the place. Yeah, and it's hot because it's cold outside and it's snowing.
Hot wine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I should bring you some. I make it at home, so I will bring you some. Yeah,
hot
I will bring
wine.
You some so that you can experience it. But the fun part is just carrying it all over town or the market and, you know, eating all of, you know, their pretzels and their their Wiener schnitzels, hot dogs, lots of brats.
Yeah.
I'm just full of wine and brats and cheese
meats
right
and
now.
Cheeses,
so that is my New Year's resolution, is to go vegan for the year.
Oh, no kidding.
Which is really,
woo!
Well, I'm still going to eat sushi.
You're
I've decided
go veggie,
to do that.
The vegetarian maybe, not vegan.
Pretty much, but I'm not going to have dairy, which is difficult for a southern person, because
I thought about that, actually, doing that. Well, the exact same thing. I thought about it.
I think it's because I'm going to be 40 in February next month, and my focus this year was just to have a lot of energy. Last year, my New Year's resolution was to become the strongest that I've ever become.
Mm-hmm.
Physically.
Because you can't get stronger than that mentally.
Emotionally.
Oh, emotionally.
No.
Okay.
You can't get stronger than, like, as a comedian,
as
you know?
Right,
yeah, right.
Right.
So my goal was to, like, be able to do a handstand, which I am able to do now, and, like, stuff like that.
Right.
And so this year, my goal is to have a lot of the most energy that I've had since I was young. And so I think the best way for me to do that is to cut out a lot of things that make you tired as you get older, which is...
Well, meat.
Meat and cheese.
Carbs for me will do it.
Yeah.
Like, if I just load up on chips or bread or, you know, anything that's got a lot of carbs in it will
kind
of just
tired.
Make you go bleh.
Yeah, you're
like
just,
that.
Yeah.
So I'm almost the opposite in a weird way, where I just meat.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Raleigh doing gigs, an Indian friend of mine. He goes, like, I've been a vegetarian for a long time. Mm-hmm. He doesn't really talk about it, or it's not in your face.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, dude, you're going to get cancer. It's going to happen. Oh, no, now it's in my head.
Well, you know, I think we talked about this before, about Canada and, like, how their food system is so different than our system here in America, because they have nationalized health care, so they don't want any of their people to get sick, because they have to pay
more
for that.
Yeah.
And so their meat regulations up there are so much different than here in America. And when you go to another country, you realize how different things taste everywhere else.
That's true.
That, like, how delicious their meats and cheeses are, because they're so fresh. And
you can't fathom what that is, because you haven't had it. You have no brain capacity to know it, because your tongue's never tasted that.
Right, but then if you do want that here, it's so expensive.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you really
want... Oh, right.
You know, organic, free-range, whatever.
Flown in from Vienna.
Right. Like Bargatze says, like, their list of hobbies on the on the egg box. I think the eggs and the dairy is going to be the hardest. The meat won't be that bad, because I'll still be able to have fish.
Okay.
I'm probably just going to do the raw fish. Like,
well, so how's it going day two?
Yeah. Today's the first day, because I did not start it yesterday at the game.
You get a pass.
I get a pass for yesterday at the
Georgia.
Game. Well, I heard that did you hear this? That your rap name for 2018 is the word Lil and the first thing that you bought in 2018.
Oh, no.
So my rap name would be like Lil Sausage Biscuit.
Wait,
I was going to say Lil Biscuit.
Oh, mine would be Lil Jaeger.
That's pretty appropriate for you.
Yeah, well,
Lil Jaeger.
It'd be Lil Champagne. It'd be something with champagne, because we're all doing the toast or whatever.
But did you buy that?
That's correct.
You
didn't
buy
it. Okay.
So what's the first thing that you bought in 2018?
I bought.
You must have bought something at the airport.
It would have been like, it would... Because I had a late checkout. A
little Advil.
I had a late checkout. Well, I had already purchased that. It was Chinese food. It would have been little, oh God, what do you call those things?
Egg roll?
I had that too. I'm not sure which
dumpling?
Came first. Dumpling! No, it wasn't a dumpling. The wonton. I'm Lil Wonton.
That sounds like a really cool rap name.
It sounds like a Star Wars character.
Lil Wonton.
Lil Wonton. Did you see Star Wars?
No, I'm not a big
that was never your
Star
thing.
Wars person. I was popular in high school, so I'm just kidding. Did you see it?
Yes.
And?
I've seen it twice now.
Oh, you have? Okay, so you liked it.
I enjoy
Aaron,
the Star
did you
Wars
see? I know Aaron saw it. I know Aaron's dying to get in on this.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I'm glad you liked it.
Do you think that's what your mom's movie review is going to be?
Let's call her and see. I know for a fact she didn't see Star Wars because the whole family went except for her, and she was not feeling well that day.
Aww.
So let's just give her old buzzard and see what movie she might be talking about.
I wonder what movie she did see.
Oh, yeah, you guys want to make a quick... Oh, we didn't do that, did we?
Prediction.
Yeah. I hope she went to go see Star Wars on her own for this report.
Yeah,
for this
I know,
review.
Right? That would be great. Hello.
Hello.
Mama! What are you doing?
Waiting for you to call.
Well, here I am. Say hey to Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Miss Betty. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So, Mom.
Did you have a good vacation?
I did have a wonderful vacation. Thank you for asking. Did you have a good Christmas?
We had a nice Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you get anything good for Christmas? What did Santa bring you?
Oh, gosh. I got money and gift cards and a jacket and... perfume and lotion and all kinds of good stuff.
Ooh, that's very nice.
We had fun, though. I was there for like a good 9 days straight, and we did all kinds of fun stuff.
What did Santa bring you, John?
Oh, let's see. What did I get? Mom got me, but based on this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
We talked about...
A muzzle?
That should probably need one of those.
I love that she laughed at that. That makes me feel good.
No, there was an episode where I talked about how I got Legos for a gift one time.
Oh,
and I got mad, kind of like cried, because my brother got a transistor radio and I was jealous. And I made my aunt feel bad about the Lego gift and I had to apologize. And so my mother got me a Lego alarm clock.
Aww.
Transistor radio.
Yeah.
Yes, it's that as well. I didn't think of it. Well, full circle, Mom.
Wow.
Good job. Yeah.
That's right.
What a good listener. That's so sweet.
Yeah,
that's so meaningful.
Yeah, I got that. And we love doing the gift cards, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a lot of gift cards. And it's mostly about kids. So we just get the real gifts for gifts for kids. And then we just go gift cards or cash. or we go out and eat together. But we, Mom, remember playing, have you ever played kick golf?
No.
Have you heard of that?
No.
Aaron?
That was so much fun.
Yeah, so there's this old golf course that just is no longer, right? So someone bought the golf course and said, I'm going to make it like frisbee golf and kick golf. So you know frisbee golf, not ultimate frisbee golf. It's just like golf, except there's no, you just
club.
Kick a ball.
What, not like a golf ball? You must kick like
a soccer ball.
A soccer ball.
So you go there and they give you a soccer ball and you keep score like you would golf. And it's like how many times it takes you to get to the hole with the less kicks.
And y'all went and played that as a family?
Yeah.
That is so fun.
Mom, dad, brother, all kids. It was amazing. So from all ages, everyone could do it. And we just laughed and had a great time.
My family and I, we normally go to Rock City for Christmas, which is beautiful because you can see they have all these Christmas lights set up and it's lovely. But we've done it a bunch of times, and so I set up an escape room for us to go to as a family instead because they had one that was Christmas themed.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah,
tell my mother what that is because I barely know what an escape room is.
An escape room is. They put you all in, there's between 2 to 8 people can go into a room, and they don't give you, the only instruction that they gave us was the Grinch has stolen all the presents, and you have to get them back for Santa to deliver on Christmas Eve. And that's all the information that you have, and then you walk into the room, and you just have to find clues and try to get out of the room in 45 minutes. And
so it was like a table with like a box on it or an envelope or
It was just set
something.
Up like a little living room.
Okay.
And there were gifts under the tree and little books and stuff everywhere. And so you just have to figure out what sayings mean or what numbers mean.
Uh-huh. And, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So it is, I kept, every time I've heard of it, I'm like, I have no idea where you'd even start. And it is amazing how you just, you start putting numbers together and you're like, oh, this must mean this. And then, oh, this box goes here. And we ended up getting out with 8 minutes to spare.
Wow.
Wow.
We had so much fun because it was just us family. And we and my niece was with us and she was able to do it as well. So it's like everybody was able to work. Everybody had their own little things that they were good at.
Yeah.
And nobody felt left out or not included.
No arguments.
No arguments, and we just had such a blast doing that together.
Well, that sounds cool. Mm-hmm. I think I've heard of something like that for Halloween as well. They make it like a scary one of that.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
This
I'm
seems
terrified
more
of
like,
everything.
Let's just worry about getting out of this room and not dying.
Yeah, they usually have different scenarios. Like sometimes it'll be like a World War II bunker, and you have to save the world from a nuclear thing, or you know, there's a zombie and you're trying to get out. You've probably done one, Aaron.
I did one here in L.A., yeah. It's, we're trapped in a serial killer's basement.
Wow.
And we died.
You died. Oh, you didn't make it out.
No. Oh, man.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We did. Well, my family did. My family's really good.
Next Christmas. Yeah. Sorry to hear about you and your friends, buddy. Her family's awesome.
Yeah, my family's amazing.
I'd like to try that one day. So, Mother, let's see. Did you watch a movie that you'd like to tell us about?
Yes.
Oh, that sounds like it was a good one.
Now, are we choosing between some, or are you just going to go right into one?
Well, I'll tell you about the most recent. We went on the 1st.
Okay.
January 1st. We went to see Downsizing.
Oh I want to see
that. The Matt Damon one.
Yes, Matt Damon and Kristen Wiig.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there was a girl in there that played the part of a Vietnamese dissident. Her name was Hong, H-O-N-G, Chau, C-H-A-U. She was hilarious. I fell in love with her.
Yes. Okay.
I've seen the previews. Mm-hmm. I want to see it just because I love the idea of it. And I don't know if it's a comedy, but go ahead, Mom. What did you think?
Well, as it's beginning, you hear of scientists in Norway that found a way to protect the Earth's resources and produce less waste by efficiently and painlessly shrinking people to 4 or 5 inches tall.
Yes.
And this is promoted by seminars telling all about what life would be like in leisure land.
Mm-hmm.
And, gosh, I can't think of his name. He played in
The lead guy?
Doogie Howser?
Yeah, what's his name?
Neil Patrick Harris.
Yes. He was one of the ones that was holding the seminars and talking about how he showed us the mansion in Leisureville where he lived. And his wife was taking a bubble bath and she'd been shopping. And he said, how much did you spend? And she got a diamond necklace and a diamond ring and earrings to match. And she ended up spending $63 on all that.
Oh.
They just told you, you know, it's like letting you know just how much, how rich you are in leisure land. If you sell all of your earthly possessions and turn it over to this company, then what, if you were worth $200,000, you would be worth $2 million in leisure land.
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh, that sounds
just
great.
begs a good question. Like, would you do it?
Yeah, well, probably.
I mean, if everybody else is going to do it, I'd be like, why not?
Yeah, if everybody else is doing it.
Yeah.
But anyway, Matt and his wife, Audrey, which is played by, not Matt, but Paul and his wife, Audrey, played by Matt and Kristen, they're living financially stretched, and they need a bigger house, and they went to the bank for a loan that were turned down, and so they went to a high school reunion, and one of their classmates had downsized, and he was carried to the reunion in a glass box, him and his wife. And Paul and his friend Dave, they left the rest of the group, and he was telling him how wonderful it was and how luxurious the living was and that you never wanted for anything. And so they talked Matt and, Dave and Audrey into doing this. Mm-hmm. So they liquidated all their resources and found that they could live in a mansion too and have everything they could ever want.
Oh.
And when they went to this place, they were separated because the men went with the men and the women went with the women for all that they had to go through. They had to be totally shaved, their whole body. They had to have dental work done because if you didn't get rid of fillings and bad teeth, you could explode and all this stuff. So they were separated.
Wow.
And so he, 5 hours later, he was waiting for her to show up, and he got a phone call, and it was her. She had changed her mind.
Oh.
So here he is, all alone, in this great big mansion, and he was depressed and lonely. And then she files for divorce.
Oh!
And he had to sell his part of the mansion and just get an apartment, which was a nice apartment and everything, but... Yeah. He was still...
But he's rich.
He's rich.
Maybe not.
But he's lonely.
Yeah.
He's lonely. And so he has a neighbor that parties all the time. Mm-hmm. And his name was Duskin. And he was played by Christopher Watts.
I don't know that one.
I think that was his name.
Okay. Christoph Watts.
Christoph Watts. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Watts. He was hilarious. But yeah. He partied all the time. And he finally got Paul to come to one of his parties. And he got high and passed out. And also, before he went to this party, he also found out that in this downsizing thing that some of the people were punished. If they, like some countries that were overcrowded or their jails were too full, they downsized these people and sent them to these terrible crowded rundown villages.
Against their will.
Yes, and they are poor and they're sick and they have to work real hard for food and medicine.
Goodness.
And that's where the cleaning crew came from that came to his neighbor's house to clean up his apartment after the party.
Mm-hmm.
And he meets that, she was called Lan Train or something like that in the movie.
Uh-huh. Oh, the Vietnamese
and she's
girl.
Just, yeah, she is so bossy and and Paul just was... I don't know, he just was amused by her, and he started helping her, because she lived in that terrible place, and she would take things out of the refrigerator to take to the people, because the rich guy didn't need it, and after the party, he was going to throw it out anyway, and she would take medicine out of his medicine cabinet, and Paul started helping her, and they just grew closer and closer together, and... I'm not going to tell you everything else about it, but they end up together, and she is hilarious in this movie.
Well,
you've got to see it. We loved it.
Okay, so, how many thumbs are we giving out of 10 thumbs?
We're going to give it 10.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Yes, you got to see it, because it's a drama, okay. and it's also a comedy.
Yeah.
I like those where you can laugh and cry at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good full movie right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was sad that his wife changed her mind and left him there all alone and mm-hmm. then divorced him and had to take most of his money from him. But then he met this crazy, mixed up, funny woman.
Oh, man.
And they fell in love.
I'm glad that's out because I've been seeing the previews and I thought, okay.
I got a screener for it, so I can't wait to watch it.
I gotta get one too. Yeah, they're starting to come out now.
Yeah, the other story.
Oh, yeah. See, I just got home. I've been gone for a month.
Right, yeah.
Oh, good deal. So 10 regular size thumbs up for Downsize. Yep. Mom, do you remember the movie The Incredible Shrinking Woman with Lily Tomlin?
Yes.
Did you ever see that, Sarah?
I did not see that.
Aaron,
sorry.
Before your time. It's a good one.
I remember Innerspace. Do you remember Innerspace with
Paul,
Dennis
Martin
Quaid?
Short. No, Martin Short's in it though, isn't he?
Oh, maybe.
I think.
Innerspace, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Martin Short and Dennis Quaid. They're
yeah,
both
they
in
get
it, yeah.
injected into your blood or whatever, something like that.
Yeah, I love those kind of that's science
sci-fi.
Fiction. Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like a Black Mirror episode.
A what?
Black Mirror? You never? Oh, that's a Netflix show. That's
I got to watch that.
That's about metaphorically about what could happen in the world.
Oh, nice. Oh, I'm in
it's
then.
It's pretty insane.
Because that's brand new then, isn't it?
Ish. No. it's on its third season.
Fourth season.
Fourth. Right.
Well, then
you
I'll just wait till it's over and binge watch the whole thing. So, Mom, I guess that means you did not go, because we all went to see Star Wars, but Mom wasn't feeling well, so she didn't get to go.
Aww.
I'd like to get Dad's opinion on Star Wars. Since we is he around?
He's asleep in the recliner. Let me see if I can wake him up. He had a hard day. His first day back at work.
Dad's been retired for a little while. Then he got bored and said, "I need to get back out there."
Really?
So he's a bailiff at a courthouse. Yeah.
What?
My dad used to be a cop before he was.
He's still a cop, right? Never not
he's
been.
Never stopped being
yeah,
a cop,
right, as he told us.
And then I'm reminded of that when I go. We got to eat because he has to have the seat with his back against the wall so he can see people coming in and out of the store.
As we heard that he did not like that in Hilton Head or whatever, with his back to the door,
that's
he was
right.
very upset.
So no, don't wake him up, Mom, if he's asleep.
We can ask him next week.
Yeah, is he still asleep?
Okay, you can ask him next week.
I'm surprised he hasn't woken up this whole time. Did you go to another room?
Yes, I got to another room.
Okay.
Oh, that was nice of
him. Yeah.
Let him sleep in his recliner. It is later there.
It is later there, and, you know, he did work all day. Was he to have full day, Mom?
Yes.
Okay.
First
he loved it. He loved it, but he's tired.
I'm hoping that maybe as a new segment we'll get some, like, courtroom reports from Dad.
Yeah,
like,
right.
What happened, you know? Don't have to say names. Did you tase anybody today?
Yeah, like, how many DUIs?
Yeah.
You know he can't do that anymore.
Can't do what?
He can't tase anybody.
Why?
It's
is it because of his
something that that's a new. I mean, if somebody's fleeing, like when he was in court and that guy was running,
yeah,
my daddy knew he couldn't jump the courtroom benches and catch him, so he tased him. And his wife fainted, and they thought they were gonna have to take her to the hospital.
The guy's wife that he tased thought it was a real gun.
Oh, my god!
Because it makes a pop noise when you do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she didn't know it was a taser, and she had, like, a little heart attack.
Oh, my gosh.
So she got injured the worst.
So dad had to go take some classes and get recertified and everything, and found out that you can't do that anymore.
No more tasing.
Right. No more tasing.
No tase.
Well, thank you, Mom. That was amazing.
Thank you.
You're okay.
And say hey to Dad for me, and we'll talk at you later.
Yeah, Happy New
okay.
Year.
Okay.
All right,
Happy
love
New
you.
Year.
Bye.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
All righty. There you go.
Wow, I love it.
Can I tell you something? When I was home for Christmas, and we did one of these podcasts, and she had a little movie review ready to go,
mm-hmm.
She writes it out.
She does.
Like, it's a report. Like, she's got notes and everything.
Wow.
So she's into it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is impressive.
Which is why I'm like, I'm no longer going to try and, like, okay, like, speed it up. I'm just going to let her go.
Let her do?
Yeah,
it's best to just let her go.
That's right.
It's like Christmas Vacation. We watch Christmas Vacation. That's like always a tradition at my house. And I don't know if you saw the video that I posted of my dad, but my dad watches it like it's the first time every day. And that's why it's so fun, is because my dad just gets so tickled, you know, he's constantly like, that would never, no, you can't do that, you know, like, he gets so mad when Clark's on the roof and stapling the lights into the roof,
because
you should not use a staple gun on lights.
Oh, well, yeah, electricity.
Yeah, I could get you so mad.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you can't do that. No, don't do that. And then also when the tree comes out, you know, when they get the tree at the beginning.
Yes.
And it's pulled out by the roots.
Uh-huh.
That you could never
no
do
one's
that.
That strong.
No one's that, you know. He's just like so into it.
I love that. I mean, that's one of my favorites too. Of course, A Christmas Story.
Yeah, oh, right.
That's a great one.
Did you watch that this Christmas?
Oh, yeah. We watched it several times. And not only that, we also, there's a new tradition that's going to happen now. Because AMC was doing all kinds of different Christmas movies that you kind of forgot about. And they aired Ernest Saves Christmas.
Oh,
have you seen that?
I haven't seen that in a long time.
Oh, my God.
It so funny.
Is, I forgot that. You know, I was a kid when Ernest was like a thing. And he's rubber faced. He's kind of like Jim Carrey in a weird way.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about that on the one I did with my parents. But the similarities between him and Jim Carrey, they're both like Comedy Store guys.
Yeah.
They both started at an early age. They're both smarter than you think, and they're both, like, very physical and make crazy faces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, who came first, the Barney or the Carrey?
Right. Yeah.
But Yeah, it's great. It's a perfect amount of cheese ball for a Christmas movie with your family.
Yeah, it's a good one to watch together. Yeah. I always like any movies that we can all watch together as a family and laugh about. And that's the fun part about being home for the holidays is just getting to do stuff together. And, you know, my parents love this podcast and they love listening to it. And they remember stuff about it that I forget that we've talked about.
Right.
And it's just so much fun to be around. And my sister and my brother-in-law, too. And I should tell you, too, my niece wrote a new jingle for us.
Oh, good.
Which, man, I have a video of it, but I even forget. But she did one for Rednecks Everywhere.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what I was going to ask you. Rednecks Everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
And it's a...
Do you have it video form?
I do, but if I can plug it in audio-wise, I can
Well, I do have a segment. It's not Rednecks Everywhere, though. But it's we can pretend.
Well, then forget it. No, just joking. But let me play you this.
Okay.
Can I use the thing? Because I've been given that note by the family that if I don't plug in the video or the sound for her, it doesn't know justice. So this is the Rednecks Everywhere song that my niece wrote and produced.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. Wait, let me start that over because it's night. Hold on.
You got to do it all from
the. I got to turn the volume up. Sorry.
It starts off with a big. It's like.
It does. Here you go. Yeah.
If you set off fireworks in your car, people are going to assume that you live down in Florida in your parents' guest room.
But that ain't always true.
That's right. You may just live in Delaware because there are rednecks everywhere.
I love it.
People are going to assume that you live down in Florida in your parents' guest room. I'll have to do that.
What'd she say about Delaware?
You may just live in Delaware because there are rednecks everywhere. And then moo sound.
That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so we had so much fun. Good job, Beatrice.
Yes.
She did a really good job on that. And it was just so much fun to just watch her work with her little piano and everything.
I mean,
She's just so smart.
We got our own stuff, a little family show here.
It really is a great family show all around.
How are we doing over there, Aaron? A dog?
47.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
I know you have a.
How would you like to dismount?
I would like for you, first of all, I want to hear your New Year's resolution, if you have one, because that was my personal question.
That's right.
To you, which I already answered myself.
mine, I've been kind of lazy over the years, and mine, I'm really going to try and put my foot on the gas. I'm on a new hour by the end of this year.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, so I've been working on new bits, and I got a buddy of mine, Brent, who opens with me, opens for me, and he's like pushing me as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it.
That's a great resolution.
I got maybe seven down.
7 minutes?
7 out of the hour.
Well, it's January 2nd.
I know, right?
You know?
That's not bad.
So that's pretty good for January
2nd. That 7 could turn to 5.
by next week,
it's like, oh, well, I cut that part.
Yeah.
But,
sure.
So far, so good. Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
That's a good solution.
I agree. Well, it needed to happen.
But you also have a well red neck.
Yes.
Thing.
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, I should ask my mom this. I made them watch the documentary about the Finders Keepers.
Oh man, that I watched. Yeah, it was so good.
Yeah. So they love that. You know. Mm-hmm. And this is another documentary. It's about a guy. His name is Joseph Newman, okay? He's an inventor and an author who developed a perpetual motion machine. And it greatly influenced the free energy movement back in the 70s and the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote a book, The Energy Machine of Joseph Newman. Basically, this dude, he was like an orphan.
Mm-hmm.
And He went to the military later in life, and he saw like the devastation of like this one hurricane that hit some island in the Philippines, and he vowed to like, I'm going to do great things for humanity. I just want to save lives, no matter what that is.
Wow.
Right? He went to the University of Alabama. Roll Tide, but not next week. go Bulldogs.
Thank you.
He graduated there, and then he really started getting into like he wanted to be an inventor, and he invented. It's weird. He invented the plastic barbells. So back in the day, before the plastic covered barbells, you know, okay. where it's safe if you drop it, it's right. not going to break something. So he made a lot of money just off that, and then decided to be, I'm just going to be a full-fledged inventor. And he invented this perpetual energy machine that would have done away with gas, oil, nuclear energy, and it had been free for the world.
What?
And he could never get it patented because the patent office, he thinks Big Oil is conspiring to shut him down. And this whole movie is the struggle between him trying to get that patent. And most of it takes place in the late 70s, early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
When you're, because they think it's a joke. They're like, there's some redneck in the woods
right.
really invented this thing. Are you kidding me? Scientists went to look at it, engineers, physicists, and they all go like, we can't explain it, but it's working.
Wow.
And it's giving 100% energy. And, you know, and so they... He had a hard time with it. Mm-hmm. And I'll just play if you want.
Yes, of course.
This is just a trailer, but it's. I definitely recommend this.
I've utilized the energy in a magnetic field. The scientific community has been totally blind to.
Joseph Newman is an inventor. Now, Mr. Newman claims this machine runs on its own energy. No oil, no gas, no nuclear fuel.
It's one of the most important things I've ever done in my life to help this man bring forth the technology literally can change the world.
With Joe Newman's energy machine, we're going to provide you with clean, reliable energy for a fraction of the cost, a big boost for the entire world.
They couldn't explain what was happening.
And he was getting some results that no one had ever gotten.
He's invented real stuff.
If you're going to reverse the law of physics, you better have some data to back it up.
When are you going to begin ready to test this device?
I wish to change the patent office, as well as push this invention forward.
I'm not promoting Joe Newman. I'm promoting the people of the world.
We all were just elated at what we were even doing.
You need to stop working on this device, or you will be eliminated.
What I'm doing is giving the people an example. One man can shake the world, then what can the whole world do?
I want you to leave here knowing that the energy in a magnetic field is literally a river of energy.
Some people wouldn't choose him to be their hero, but Joe Newman is a hero.
You check back with me in a year, and you're going to see a working prototype hooked to a home.
Yeah, it's and it's got a good ending as
wow.
well. No spoiler, because it's got a little thing at the end.
And what's it called?
Newman.
Newman.
Yeah, and there's another document called Newman about the actor Newman and his cars that Adam Carolla did.
Oh,
so not that one.
Not that one.
Yeah, this one's Newman.
Different
and
Newman.
Not the guy from Seinfeld either. Newman.
That's what I thought you were talking about. Okay.
So it's about this guy from Alabama who came up with a way to get free energy, and then the big old possibly shut them down.
That is the definition of a well-redneck.
That is a well-redneck.
That is incredible.
It's
good
really
job.
Good.
You really find some good documentaries.
This
That's
one was
fun.
An actual. I happened to be on an airplane, and they had... you know, you just stream movies now on their Wi-Fi, and I like documentaries, and I pick that one, and I go like, this is going in the podcast.
Yeah, that's good. Good. That's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah.
I have to tell you really quick, I don't have it with me, but I will bring it next week. But so at Christmas, when I was home with my dad, he wanted to show me all of his records that he's been collecting, because in his man cave he has, you know, a bunch of sports stuff, but then he also has like a little music section, which he has like a little, you know, some. So for Christmas I got him this autographed record. Man, I totally forget who it was now. I feel like it was
it country?
Waylon Jennings, maybe.
Okay.
Man, well, he's going to be mad that I forgot. But like,
sorry.
I forget. So he's like showing me all these albums, and then I was like, well, let's listen to one. He's like, oh, I don't have a record player. So my sister and I ended up getting him, and my brother-in-law got him a record player for Christmas.
Nice.
With a little speaker. And but anyway, we listened to some Jim Nabors albums.
Ooh, you
and
did.
He sent me home with one for you.
Oh, really?
Yes. So that is his Christmas present to you. So
what is it?
It's a Jim Nabors
album. I have an album?
Yes, you have. Now you have a Jim Nabors album from my father.
Hug your daddy's neck for me.
I will.
That's amazing.
I will. So Tony just wanted you to know.
Tony, I love you.
Yeah, he was going to send you two, and I was like, no, I'm keeping one.
Okay.
So you got one.
That's awesome.
But they were my dad was very excited to send you that because he knew that you liked him. And
wow.
That was very nice. So.
That was cool. Thank you. Thank you, Daddy.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
I will bring that in next week because it hasn't arrived to my house yet because I had to ship a bunch of stuff home.
Right.
I couldn't carry it over to Europe.
Yeah, I got some stuff coming in from home as well. So, that's great, guys. What a great podcast.
What a fun podcast.
You got any tour dates you want to plug?
Well, I'll be in D.C. this weekend if you're listening on Friday. I'll be at the Draft House in D.C.
Nice.
This weekend. And next weekend, I'll be in Illinois. Well, I'll be there Thursday and Friday with Dennis Miller.
No kidding.
Like Joliet, Illinois, and another place. And so just look where Dennis Miller's playing in Illinois.
Okay.
It's like an hour outside of Chicago each show.
That's
Thursday
awesome.
And Friday.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be mostly in L.A. this month. I have one gig. It's going to be in, it's basically Cincinnati, Liberty Township, Funny Bone. I'll be there January 11th through 15th. Other than that, I'll be right here.
I love it.
Friday episodes.
Thank goodness.
So thank you all for listening to this awesome episode of the Fried Podcast.
Yes, happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday, everybody. And the radio up, I like to see sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And no mother's love.